Mexican.
You also could say that they're speaking anything else? What about leaving the country illegally?
Okay, what do you call people in the, they're illegally in there?
You hear the term wetback?
Yeah, that's it, wetback. That's what I would have said.
What about, is there a difference between, let's say, people who were born in Mexico and people who are Americans of Mexican ancestry?
Would I say there's anything different?
Is there, yeah.
No.
There would be a different term you would call them?
No.
Okay. What about Canadians? Any name for them? Scandinavians?
Well, the Finnish are Finns.
Okay. What's about a lot directly south of Alabama?
The big body of water.
The big body of water.
Well, the Gulf of Mexico.
That's the one? What would you call a what's another name for an attorney?
An attorney? A lawyer?
Okay, any other names?
Prosecutor.
Okay. What's the political party that President Carter is a member of?
He's a Democrat.
And Ford was what?
A Republican.
Okay. What is a name or what is a name for a person? I don't know if we still use her now, but a name of a person who's long-haired, usually
hippie.
Young, hippie. What is that?
That kind of comes out of the 60s, the flower power age, the long hair,
What do you consider, people who would be called a hippie, what kind of people would fall in that category as far as you're concerned?
Long hair, marijuana smoking.
What would you have, what would you call a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex?
Oh, the same sex? Oh, close friendship.
All right. And with an opposite sex?
It'd be a platonic, platonic relationship.
If you were with a boy, and you were a very good friend and not really romantic at all, and you were, let's say, out somewhere and you introduced, or someone came up, how would you introduce him?
That's happened before.
Sure.
It's a good friend of mine,
okay.
Mark.
And if you were romantically involved with him, how would you introduce him?
This is Mark. It's just because I would never put him or me on the situation. Although I have, when you date him for a long time, yeah. I say, this is my boyfriend.
Do you have someone at your dating statement now?
Now, no.
You have in the past, though?
Yeah.
And you're saying you introduced him as your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're equivalent, let's say college students, people around you, do you have any terms for, let's say, a general terminology for...
My peers, do you think?
Is that what you call them, peers?
Yeah, my peers.
Any other terms?
People my age, my classmates.
With the several children, let's say, when you were in elementary school, the children you regularly played with, did you call them anything in general?
Friends?
Did you have a group of kids that you regularly played with?
Yeah.
Did you call them?
No, I'd say my friends.
What about in high school?
A bunch of friends.
All right, there was no other, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a teenager, did you ever play any rough word games?
Rough word
games? Yeah. Well, in a context in which each speaker would try to think up some extreme insult, the other person.
Oh, yes.